ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 7 स्केड्यूल्ड इनकार्नेशंस विथ स्पेसिफिक फंक्शंस पार्ट 3 वर्सेस 39 थ्रू 53 Who can and who cannot know God? Lord Brahma continued speaking to his son Narada. At the beginning of creation, there are Panas, myself and the Prajapatis, the great sages who generate. Then, during the maintenance of the creation, there are Lord Vishnu, the demigods with controlling powers, and the kings of different planets. But at the end, there is irreligion, and then Lord Shiva and the atheist, full of anger. But all of them are different representative manifestations of the energy of the supreme power, Lord Sri Krishna. Who can describe completely the prowess of Lord Vishnu? Why, even the scientist who might have counted the particles of the atoms of the universe cannot do so, because it is Krishna only who, in his form of Trivikrama, moved his leg effortlessly beyond the topmost planet, Satyaloka, up to the neutral state of the three modes of material nature, and all were moved. Neither I nor all the sages born before you, Narada, know fully the omnipotent personality of Godhead. So what can others who are born after us know about him? Even the first incarnation of the Lord, namely Shesha, has not been able to reach the limit of such knowledge, although he is describing the qualities of the Lord with 1,000 faces. But anyone who is specifically favored by the Supreme Lord Personality of Godhead, due to unalloyed surrender unto the service of the Lord, can overcome the insurmountable ocean of illusion and can understand the Lord. But those who are attached to this body, which is meant to be eaten at the end by dogs and jackals, cannot do so. O Narada, although the potencies of the Lord are unknowable and immeasurable, still, because we are all surrendered souls, we know how he acts through his Yoga Maya potencies. And similarly, those potencies of the Lord are also known to the following: the all-powerful Shiva, the great king of the atheist family Prahlad Maharaj, Swayambhuva Manu, his wife Shatarupa, his sons and daughters like Priyavrata, Uttanapada, Akuti, Devahuti and Prasuti, Prachini Bharhi, Ribhu, Anga, the father of Veena, Maharaj Dhruva, Ikshvaku, Aila, Muchukunda, Maharaj Janaka, Gadhi, Raghu, Ambarish, Sagara, Gaya, Nahusha, Manata, Alarka, Shatadanbe, Anu, Runtideva, Bhishmadeva, Bali Maharaj, Amortaraya, Dilipa, Saubhari, Utanka, Shibi, Devala, Pipalada, Sarasvata, Uddhava, Parashara, Bhurishena, Vibhishana, Hanuman, Shukadeva Goswami, Arjuna, Arshtashena, Vidura, Srutadev, and many others. Surrendered souls, even from groups leading sinful lives, such as women, the laborer class, the mountaineers and the Siberians, or even the birds and beasts, can also know about the science of Godhead and become liberated from the clutches of the illusory energy by surrendering unto the pure devotees of the Lord and following in their footsteps in devotional service. what is realized as the absolute Brahman is full of unlimited bliss without grief. And this is certainly the ultimate phase of the Supreme Enjoyer, the Personality of Godhead. Krishna is eternally void of all disturbances and is fearless. Krishna is complete consciousness as opposed to matter. Uncontaminated and without distinctions, Krishna is the principal primeval cause of all causes and effects, in whom there is no sacrifice for fruitive activities, and in whom the illusory energy does not stand. In such a transcendental state, there is no need of artificial control of the mind, neither mental speculation or meditation, as performed by the jnanis and yogis. As it is, one gives up these processes, just as the heavenly king Indra foregoes the trouble to dig a well. The Personality of Godhead is the supreme master of everything auspicious, because the results of whatever actions are performed by the living being in either the material or spiritual existence are awarded by Lord Krishna. As such, Krishna is the ultimate benefactor. Every individual living entity is unborn, and therefore, even after the annihilation of the material elementary body, the living entity continues to exist exactly like the air within the body. My dear son, I have now explained in brief the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the creator of the manifest worlds. Without Lord Hari, there are no other causes of the phenomenal and nominal, or material and spiritual existences. O Narada, this science of God, Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken to me in summary by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it was spoken as the accumulation of His diverse potencies. Please expand this science yourself. Please describe the science of Godhead with determination and in a manner by which it will be quite possible for the human being to develop transcendental devotional service unto the Personality of Godhead, Hari, the Supersoul of every living being and the summum bonum source of all energies. Lord Krishna's activities in association with His different energies should be described, appreciated, and heard in accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. Recorded February 14, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala
Govinda Rama Srimad Bhutodana Gopala Govinda Rama Srimad Bhutodana Gopala Govinda Rama Srimad Bhutodana Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadusudana Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimad Bhutodana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimad Bhutodana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimad Bhutodana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimad Bhutodana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimad Bhutodana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.